At the Emerald Cup competition, held at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds the past few years, marijuana breeders compete to see who has developed the best buds. They get recognition, but they can't cash in long-term by patenting their product. Danny Zlatnik, a Santa Rosa attorney, says this is becoming a serious concern for growers who are hybridizing medical strains to provide specific health benefits.
Trademark rights are different than patent rights. In the patent system, you disclose your idea to the government and the public, and in exchange, the government grants you a right to be the only one that can use those ideas.
And getting a patent is expensive.
Your average cultivator, if I tell them, hey, you might have a patentable idea, let's go spend $40,000 to $80,000 or more to go through the process of patenting, which could take at least a year and potentially multiple years, it becomes big business and a big expense.
But patents are registered and regulated by the federal government, where the official view remains that any and all forms of cannabis are illegal and dangerous. Trademarks, however, are defined quite differently.
You create a market identity that is recognized using things called trademarks. They can be words, symbols, designs, pictures, whatever you want. But the value that you build in a trademark only goes so far as you can enforce them. It's not inherently a federal issue. In the United States, you get trademark rights by using a trademark. If I set up shop and I start selling a product or offering a service under a brand name, using symbols, words, designs that fashion an identity, I get rights in those simply by using them. That's called the common law trademark.
Zlatnik, an associate attorney with the Rogaway Law Group, has been advising a growing number of cannabis industry clients on how to get ahead of the curve in California's shifting legal environment.
What I'm trying to do is get clients to establish trademarks in the marketplace with an eye towards around 2018, when California officially has recognized and licensed commercial cannabis activity. Once that happens, trademark registration should become possible at the state level.
To prepare for that, he says, it's a good idea to diversify the product offerings under any particular brand.
As sure as Nike is not only making shoes, cannabis companies are not only making cannabis. That presents an opportunity for establishing a brand in ways that are not strictly within the Controlled Substances Act prohibition. T-shirts with the brand on them, lighters, cigarette rolling papers, those are not necessarily contraband. So a lot of the work in getting trademarks established related to these companies is you have to have a broader marketing approach than we're a cannabis company and here's cannabis that we sell.
Legislation passed in Sacramento this year and signed by the governor will, for the first time, spell out detailed regulations for the production, packaging, distribution, and sales of medical cannabis to take effect in 2018. If the state's voters approve Proposition 64 this fall, legalizing adult recreational use, the legal landscape will once again become hazier. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.